The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue.
There is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
Nuclear is just the power, the devastation is very important to me.
Shut fire, officer down!
We consider this an act of terrorism.
Nobody should be fooled.
Welcome to the Chalk Line of a Nation. Political talk about a dying nation.
The end of the Republic has never looked better.
Hey, whoever's gentlemen. Talking, man, we can't hear you. Hey, there we go.
There you go.
Yeah, you guys, that was your cue, man. You guys are supposed to be going off on this.
No, you didn't tell me that ahead of time, dude. That's messed up, bro. Come on now.
I did, man. Behind the
okay.
Behind the scenes,
okay,
man.
Then shut the hell up and I'll take over, okay?
Right, man.
And I did say when the music stops, it's all you, Kevin.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess it's all on me. Okay, I'll take the blame for you, bastards.
Hey,
you bunch of pricks, you. Now, hey, come on now. Hey, I done said I'd take the blame for it. Shut the hell up, okay?
All right.
Welcome to Chalk Line of a Nation. Real political talk about the undying nation. And that's really what we're talking about on the show, isn't it, kids? It really is. But, you know, to shut Chris and Mike the hell up for a second. I just want to say one thing, okay? Can I please finish? Larry, can I finish here? And for those who don't know, yes, that was a Ross Perot impression. How many people remember old Ross? You guys, I know you guys remember Ross. Of course you do.
Yeah, I remember old Ross Perot.
Yeah.
He was the old guy that sat in every debate and tried for, what, two terms he tried to make president? Three terms? How many times did he run?
Once. But he was the last person who was not a Democrat or Republican who was actually in the debates.
True.
Which should tell America something. And America, we're here to tell you something. We're here to talk to you. We're here to, first and foremost, let's be honest, boys and girls. We're here to entertain you, of course, because if you're not entertained, you're not going to listen to our show. Amidst the entertainment, amidst the shits and giggles, there's truth. And truth be told, primarily that's what we want to bring you. Am I not right, boys?
You're absolutely right. We try to get the truth out there. And
sure. But, you know, hey, if we got to make people laugh in order to get them to hear the truth, hey, we're good with that, aren't we? I mean, that's what Carlin did his entire career. And George never lied to us.
I'm not happy.
Exactly. You know? Like my brother Chris out there, you know, I mean, I've got some serious health issues. And, you know, dude, I make it a point to laugh every day. No matter how bad I feel, no matter how much I feel like the world's going down the shitter and nobody cares, I laugh.
Yep.
And the reason I said shitter is because I keep hearing this NC-17 warning at the beginning of the show, and so far I've only dropped 2 F-bombs. <You know? laughs> So I may say the caca pee-pee words a couple of times tonight.
Okay.
But anyway, we're here on Chalk Line of a Nation, and Brother Chris, I will let you take over because I've been a jackass long enough for the moment.
Man, he's not going to take over. This is your and my show.
That's right, it is, isn't it?
Yeah,
so you just shut up and follow my lead, bro.
That's exactly how we're doing it. Go for it.
Well, there you go. I'm being an ass. I'm sorry. But, yeah, man, I mean, hey, here we are. It's we're a few weeks into the so-called president-elect Donald Trump's it's not even his presidency yet, is it, really? I mean, if we come right down to it, it's not.
No, he's not sworn in. He's not president.
No.
He's just the elected upcoming president. So.
Exactly.
Right now, it's to finding out who his cabinet is, right? Isn't that what he's trying to do?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a big part. But before we get into that, boys, let's talk about a little bit about what else is going on in the news. That being that, of course, there are recounts going on in, 3 states that we know of so far. We've got, Mike, help me out. It's
Wisconsin,
for sure. Michigan.
Michigan's actually been put on hold, and she's appealing it because they were
deal
on that. Wisconsin, Michigan, and what was the other one?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Event? Yeah. So there's a recount going on. Now, this is nothing new, America. We've seen this before. We saw this, and hey, here we go. I get a chance to rhyme. I can be a rapper. I can be like Kanye now because I can rhyme more with Gore. And that's the last time we saw this bullshit was with Gore and the ever-popular Hanging Chads. Supposedly... people out there would have you believe that this was the first time in American history that the Electoral College voted in a president against the popular vote.
Yeah.
It's not true.
No, it's the fourth time.
Yeah, exactly. It is the fourth time. So now we're facing this recount. And not only that, we're also facing the fact that so far there's 2 people who are members of the GOP, and for those of you in Canada and the South, GOP means Grand Old Party, which means Republicans, have said that they're not going to cast their vote for Trump. Now, a lot of us would think that, well, wait a minute, the Electoral College already made their decision. It's written in stone. Well, hey, kids, no, it's not. So Trump can still lose the election. And that's part of the reason we're here tonight, boys and girls. What's going to happen with this recount, this change in the apparent opinion of certain sons of bitches in the Electoral College who think that, you know, now all of a sudden they're not going to vote for Trump. And Mike, why don't you chime in, my brother, and tell people why it is they might not be voting for Trump now.
Well, I mean, a lot of them just don't like Trump. I mean, that's part of them said that before. You know, the thing is I believe, and I don't see the electoral being reversed. If they don't vote for him, they get a little fine. We know that. Nothing big, but the electorals will still go through for Trump, I guarantee you. I don't see him backing out. They'll go against Pardon?
It depends. Why are these 2 particular Republicans now all of a sudden reversing their opinion? They've already said.
I believe one of them step down, Kevin?
It could be. I haven't seen that
I
part,
believe
but
I
that's
read
a possibility.
That, let me look into it. I'll pull it up right now. But I think that I think one of them actually stepped down because he refused to give it to Trump. I remember reading something about that the other day.
Yeah, he'd already agreed to give it to Trump before, right?
Pardon?
But he'd already agreed to give it.
No, he he always said he wouldn't stand behind Trump as president. So he had said that, and now he is saying that he's he's gonna or what do you call it when they step down and pass it to somebody else to do his work?
Resign, whatever.
Yeah, resign, whatever, and then somebody else will give him the Trump, because he couldn't do
it
in his own mind.
He's actually,
so
he may truly be a man of conscience in that.
Right.
You know,
right.
And we have to hand that to him.
And
but what about these others?
I think you're going to find it with all of them. I don't think they can go against the people. Yeah, the popular
I don't think you'll find it with all
Hillary.
Of them. No, I don't think you will find it with all of them. I think what it is because nowadays, because of the Internet, that nowadays, even if you're on the Electoral College, people can find out who you are, how you voted, and where you live. And I think some of this reversals are going to come from people who are probably, even though they probably won't admit it, are being threatened. And I'm not saying this to defend Trump.
This is interesting, and I'd have to do some more research on it, but I don't think you got an issue here. I really don't believe we're going to have an issue. Because he's still going to have enough to become president.
Well, for right now, yeah, he does. But let's say we get a bunch of other people jumping on the bandwagon, then you're not going to have that, right?
But you see, I saw tonight, and Trump's popularity has gone up tremendously since he was elected.
I know it has.
Which is not surprising with some of the stuff he's done so far,
I know it has.
Become president, and
but here's
people
problem.
Are starting to jump on the wagon there, the Trump wagon.
Well, some are, dude, but I mean, come on, I both know we know how the left works, right? We
right.
know that the majority of people out there who were, protesting and doing all the shady crap and burning and looting and all that garbage, they're being put up to it by more powerful forces, right?
Right, right.
But at the same time, you have a lot of people who's not, they're not really buying into it all. And those people are fine. I'm okay with them because, they feel whatever it is that they feel. But the problem is we had an election just happen on November, was it 8th, right?
Yeah.
And on November 8th, supposedly, the people spoke.
Right.
Okay. And now we have this thing going on. Well, oh, wait a minute. The Democrats are trying to say that, Trump, with the help of the Russians, dig this shit, the Russians hacked into stuff and helped Trump win. Okay, now look, anyone who knows me knows I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal.
Right.
I don't like either side. Okay, so here's the guy who ain't caught up in the party bullshit telling you how I see it. How I see it is, wait a minute. No, the Russians didn't hack into shit. The fact of the matter is, ever since JFK, dead people have been voting for Democrats in humongous numbers.
Right.
All of a sudden now in this election between Trump and Hillary, we don't hear the voice of the dead? Dude, I've been in the paranormal for over 30 freaking years, okay? I've been around dead people for many decades, okay? Now all of a sudden they're quiet? And the Democrats are saying that, the Russians hacked into the system, and that's why Hillary didn't win.
Well, did you see
the
recounts?
Really? I even heard
did
some.
You see the recounts that came out, Kevin, that already came
out?
Yeah,
I did.
The
sure
difference
I did.
Of one or two votes, or then there was one that, what was it? What was the big one? Like 5,000 votes or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that proves
it,
dude.
But still didn't change the results of the electoral in that state.
Well, but I want to know, dude. I want to know, why have the dead been silenced? Come on. You know, we're America. We're all about people's rights. What about the rights of the dead, brother? When the dead can't even cast their vote. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Well,
you know, I mean, really, that's where we're at.
Well, the dead, the illegals, the...
Yeah, we had Obama. Obama himself gets on national television and encourages illegals to get out there and vote. And Trump still wins. It's got to be the Russians. I mean, come on. It's got to be Putin. Who? I mean, come on. You know, Hillary's with NATO. She's beating the war drums for war against Russia. You know, and Trump doesn't want to go to war against Russia. Well, obviously, he's an unreasonable son of a bitch. You know? Because, come on, nuclear war with America and Russia. Hey, we're America. You know we're going to win because USA number one, right?
Yeah, well,
nobody
wins.
What the hell, dude?
Nobody wins in a nuclear war, bud.
No. Nobody wins. But, you know, back in the 50s, that's what they taught us.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If all we need to do is duck and cover, man, we'll win that war with the Ruskies. And then,
yeah, okay.
You know, and then we end up finding out in the 80s that, you know, the Russians were a paper frickin' tiger. That there was no such thing as this vast Russian nuclear threat. It was all lies. Because, you know, hey, yeah, the Russians are a bit weird. They're a bit crazy. But come on, they're not stupid. Anybody with half a brain's know nobody's wins in a nuclear war. No one does.
Yeah, and that's why I'm not too worried about it. I don't think it's going to happen. And again, I think that
it would have happened under Hillary, brother. Guaranteed.
You know, I don't know.
I would have.
I mean, we won't see that. So I don't. Thank God.
Well, I don't know, man. We got a recount going on. We got this electoral shit going on, brother. You never know.
You are not going to.
Imagine if we did. Imagine if we did. What's going to happen,
well,
brother?
You know, I got
to
look.
What's
going
to happen if they turn it around and they give it to Hillary?
How can they?
I'm just
saying. They would have to give 270 electoral votes to Hillary to make her win.
And why couldn't they? If the fix is in, why couldn't they? And if they did, what would happen? If they did, what would happen is civil unrest.
Hillary, yeah, exactly. It'd be civil unrest. There'd be people in the streets more than there were before.
Exactly.
Hillary.
And if that
happens, be unpleasant. I mean, these people out there.
No.
I mean, our forefathers made the Electoral College for a reason, and it's supposed to go the way it's supposed to go. And you know, like you said, this is the fourth time in history it's ever happened, and that's not a lot. You know.
No, it'll be ugly as hell.
At a
and the reason
times,
for that is
at a 45 times, four times this has happened, where the popular vote went the other way.
Yeah, but this is the only time this has happened when the populace is so stupid.
I don't see nothing changing, but I mean, if it does, like you said, you got Hillary, and if you get Hillary, then uprising, and it's going to be a nasty world out here.
But I look at it this way. If you take it away from Trump, you will have massive civil unrest, and Obama will look at it and say, okay, we have civil unrest. I can't possibly step down as president with so much chaos going on in America. Martial law. Why not? Is that so far-fetched? Is it really?
No, it's not far-fetched.
It's possible.
It's not.
It really could happen.
You got to remember, dude, Trump said before the election, like a month before the election, he said on CNN, I believe it was, he said that if Trump got elected, he would not step down for the good of the country, for the safety of America herself.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Because Barack Hussein Obama is the greatest president that America has ever seen. This is his words, not mine.
I was going to say, wait a minute, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not that far gone, bro.
I'm like, are you okay, feeling okay tonight? You saying that President Obama is the best president
I've
ever seen? You got a headache?
I couldn't eat enough mushrooms. I couldn't smoke enough crack. I couldn't do anything to justify a statement like that. You know what I mean? But I mean that's where we're at.
Yeah, but I just can't see it coming down to that. I don't think this country. Well, I mean, we're a messed up country. I mean, I can't put it underestimate it. I mean, it could go either way. But
hey, gentlemen, after this past election. Anything's possible.
Yeah. I agree,
right,
man.
Now you got me thinking about this, and I'm going to start checking shit out all week.
You should be scared. You should be pooping in your drawers right now, brother. I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, I'm not going that far.
Yeah, Obama could be clear.
I'm going that far.
I'm going that far because... That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, I know, but you still got faith in the Trump, you know, and... no offense, but, you know.
Well, I mean, as of now, he's our president-elect, as of now.
Well, he is.
You know?
He is. He, you know, but, you know, dude,
well,
I mean,
you know,
come on.
But, you know, I have to agree with some of the people that he is selecting, and I know Mike has a list of those guys, but
yeah.
I know some people, you know, you guys can discuss the article I sent you, but where people were saying, you know, is this possibly military junta, you know, a dictatorship, with the fact that he has three retired generals going to be in his cabinet. You know,
that's
so,
not my problem.
But
I have problems with some of his others, but not those guys.
No, I think the retired generals is. I mean, to me, that's not an issue because
no,
I mean,
not
who
at
else?
All.
Who else to help lead the country when you got somebody that's actually been there? You know, they've been on the other end of it.
I don't go that
far.
Well,
they have great connections with the active generals and leaders of the military now. So, I mean, they have current connections with those guys.
Right,
and I think
it's
great that you know that they're able to.
I
feel better having them in charge, knowing the fact of what lies if somebody makes the wrong choice, you know, and pushes a button. They know what it entails. You know, I mean, they've seen the battle.
But as a general rule, I have certain issues with military leaders being put in positions of power in politics. That's nothing against the military. You know, I mean, I come from a long line of soldiers and vets.
Well, these are retired
supporter.
Military. They're not military. They're
yeah, it depends. Yeah.
But if they made their career as a military general and then retired as a military general, that's a career just like if you're a Susie Homemaker and you made yourself a housewife while
you're
came out.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
So I don't see no issue
with
that. I think their experience being in the military is something to be valuable compared to a congressman from wherever that's done nothing
or Sarah Palin
representative or yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, now you got a military guy that knows what our country's done, what it's going through, what you know, what our example, you know, Homeland Security, John Kelly, General John Kelly, Secretary of Homeland Security. I mean, the guy knows what ISIS is, you know.
Well, let's get something out there while we're at it. You know, you brought up Homeland Security.
Right.
Okay. Let's get the hell rid of Homeland Security. No more Patriot Act. No more NSA. No more TSA. Gone. Done. When you're spying on American citizens, you need to go. Does not mean you need to give up on stopping terrorism in America. Of course you don't. But when we're talking about ISIS or, I'm sorry, ISIL. Take your pick, assholes. Okay? ISIS is a creation of the federal government. Same way as the Taliban and Al-Qaeda were. You know, people seem to forget that when the Russians invaded Afghanistan, you know, and the Afghanis were getting the shit kicked out of them. They were. That's just a fact.
Right.
And they approached us, and we said, here, look, here's how you guys go about it. You guys are taking on Russia, okay? You can't fight them head on. What you need to do is you need to draw them up into the mountains, into those caves and shit in Afghanistan, and you make them hold out. You make them keep spending money until they go broke. And that's what they did. They made Russia keep spending money until they went broke, and they had no choice but to pull out. And then what does Al-Qaeda and the Taliban do? They take our advice, and they use it against us. Why is America in Afghanistan? America's not in Afghanistan because of terrorism and Osama bin Laden.
You're saying, you're saying Homeland Security, get rid of homemade TSAs, all that.
Damn right.
Get rid of Homeland
Security. Damn right.
Well,
we don't need
them. What do you do at the airports, Kevin, when you got people going on planes with bombs and guns?
Here's what you do. You do something that's called very unpolitically correct. You do racial profiling. Okay, if it looks like Osama bin Laden, you strip search his ass. You don't grab some white grandmother off the line who's 85 years old and strip search her while some dude that looks like Osama bin Laden walks through the line. That's what you do because you're protecting your country.
But if you look, there's normal average human beings that are following ISIS. Look at some of these terrorists that are here that don't look like Osama bin Laden.
And why are they?
Why are they terrorists?
No, why are they following ISIS?
But you tell me. I have no idea because they're nuts in the
head. I'll tell you why.
But it's two words. Is what do you do to
false
these guys
flag.
That look perfect? But what do you do with these guys that look perfectly like you and I, and they go on a plane and they crash, take the plane over and crash it into another building?
Because guys that look like you and I don't crash planes into buildings, bro. Name the last time guys that look like you and I did it.
Well,
we didn't do it in 9/11.
Okay, but look at the some of these terrorists that are around. They don't look like they would have been terrorists. The neighbors say,
false flag,
wow,
bro.
I would have never thought so.
False
you know?
Flag. False flag. These are patsies who are being put up to these actions. By, again, I'm sorry, America, but your government,
that's why I
the
said
assholes
you don't have
that you people elected,
they're going to be doing a lot more. That's what I'm saying. Homeland Security is important.
Is it? What is Homeland Security? Stop, brother. How many terrorist attacks we had in this country in the last year that Homeland Security has stopped? I know.
I don't know.
We've had all these ones they tell us. Well, we have what they tell us.
Right.
Okay. But they got nothing to back it up. Instead, what we got is all these false flags. You know, we got the shootings at some of these schools. We got these things where some guy who all of a sudden out of nowhere starts talking to ISIS, pro-ISIS Facebook groups. And next thing you know, well, he's going to get him a bunch of guns and he's going to go kill him a bunch of gay people in Orlando, Florida. And yet, how many times? We always kill these sons of bitches. We kill them. As soon as they get done shooting people, we kill them. So we can't interview them and ask them, who put you up to this crap? We got to listen to what our wonderful leader, Barack Obama, tells us. And this is a guy that won't even say radical Islam. He won't even put those two words together.
Right.
You know? But we're supposed to believe that the NSA... We already know, thank God, to a great American hero like Snowden, we know that the whole reason that Homeland Security and the Patriot Act was put into place was to spy on American citizens. Patriot Act, my ass.
Yeah,
we don't need a Patriot Act to stop these Muslim bastards from coming into... We don't need that shit. And, you know, when I say Muslim bastards, I'm not... Dude, I'm not denigrating all Muslims. I think the majority of Muslims in this world, they want the same thing we want. They want peace. They want to raise their – but, you know, we don't got that. We've got our government has chosen Islam as the number one enemy in order to screw us all over. Islam is not the enemy of America, people. It's the American government. They're our enemy. They always have been. But I'm a radical, so what do I know?
You are radical. Jesus Christ.
I am, dude. Well, hey, I remember the Gulf of Tonkin, brother. You know, I remember the Maine. You know, we blame the Spanish on blowing up an American ship. Well, it was the boiler that blew up. It wasn't the Spaniards that did it. Right? You know? But, I mean,
okay,
let's get back to the security.
You're getting rid
Homeland Security is a crock of crap.
Okay, what else should we get rid of in our government?
Department of Education.
Do we need the EPA?
No, we don't.
Okay, so we get rid of the EPA, the Homeland Security, the Small
Department
Business
of Education.
Administration. We don't need the Small Business
Administration. No, I didn't say Small Business Administration. I didn't say that. I said Department of Education.
But they just support small businesses by extending loans.
No, dude, I'm all in favor of the Small Business Administration. I'm in favor of that. But I'm not in favor of the Department of Education.
Okay.
Because the minute the Department of Education came into power, they just started destroying our educational system. And now we have people graduating from college that are functionally illiterate.
Okay, what about HUD?
Housing
and Urban Development.
They
oversee the federal program.
HUD could be good.
American home ownership.
They could be good. But, dude, just like the welfare system, food stamps could be a good program to help people. But
right.
Because of bureaucracy, it doesn't.
Right.
You know? And that's what we're looking at. You know, and now Trump, I'm going to try and get us back on track a little bit here, but. You know, Trump's come along with his cabinet selections now. Okay, so let's kind of, you know, I mean, Trump's our president-elect, at least for now, right?
Right.
He is our president.
Figure out what's going on here with the 19th,
yeah.
Right? Isn't that when the vote is?
Right, exactly.
Right.
So let's look at his cabinet selections.
14 of his 20, he's got 14 of his 24 picked.
Yes, he does.
You know, and if you and you look at what he said, remember what he was saying in the campaign about drain the swamp?
Yeah.
His cabinet's made of politicians and billionaires right now.
Exactly.
Where's he draining?
He ain't draining shit, bro.
Yeah.
Besides my patience.
Well, you look at some of the stuff, I mean, he's got here and... You know, the Small Business Administration, he's got a billionaire woman, that 68-year-old founder, former CEO of the WWE, which, you know, McMahon, she's
oh, God save us.
Knows her shit.
I don't care, dude. I don't care. You know, we're in America now. We have the first lady in history who's posed nude, okay? So, some take some bimbo from the WWE. Don't phase me. I'm sorry. You know, I just don't.
Well, that's surprised now, right?
I know she's a woman.
Well,
we ought to respect her.
My big thing is
sorry.
Kevin, okay, we're talk. Let's talk about Secretary of State.
Okay. I like Rudy.
You see the list for sec. Okay, you got Rudy. You got Petraeus.
Yep.
You've got Giuliani.
Yep.
And there was like four. Well, who else was it? Four or five others. But the three.
I know Christie wanted it.
Romney, Petraeus, and Giuliani are, I think.
Yeah,
three
screw
top.
Him. He's a Mormon. I don't care about Mormons.
Well, Rip.
Sorry.
Romney,
sorry, Mormon America.
Mitt Romney did nothing but, you know, just bash Trump all the whole campaign.
Oh, sure he did. So did a couple others.
I mean, the loyalty, I mean, I would probably, I don't know. So you got Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Petraeus. Let me pull up the rest here. Sorry, I've had it all, but I go ahead and talk while I'm doing this, will you?
Well, you know, he's added two people to his post that I like. I like Rudy Giuliani, man, you know. The dude did a good job with New York. He did a good job during 9/11. I can't fault the man. And then you got Newt Gingrich. And I'm not a supporter of the Republicans. I'm not a supporter of the conservatives. But and I know it's going to anger a lot of Democrats out there, but I really don't give a shit. The fact of the matter is the reason the Clinton administration got better was not because of anything Bill Clinton or his whore of a wife Hillary did. It got better because of the contract with America which was put forth under the Republican Party under the leadership of Newt Gingrich. And again, I'm not defending Republicans, but this is the truth. You know, Newt's not that bad of a dude. He's really not. He's a smart guy.
No, I think Newt's smart. I think he's got some brains on his shoulders.
You know, I don't agree with everything Newt says or does, but hey, you know what? He beats the shit out of Chris Christie, which is my number one complaint with Trump right now.
Well, he hasn't assigned Christie to nothing yet, has he? I haven't seen him on the list.
No, but Christie has already been said that he is a major advisor of Trump. Okay? This is a guy, and again, if you're a Republican, if you're a staunch Republican, if you're a hardcore conservative, you should hate Christie's ass because he's the one that has himself photographed kissing Obama and talking about what a great guy Obama was and is.
Kissing
you know?
Him, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's a scene, there's a picture of him kissing Obama on the cheek on the beach. So, dude, if it's on the beach.
So you're telling me that whoever's in power, Christie's behind.
Pretty much. But I mean, hey, come on. Are you going to let your picture be taken
kissing
some woman on the beach if you're not serious about her? Of course you're not. So if you're kissing Obama on the beach, you're serious. Okay. That's how it works. I'm just trying to be real here, boys and girls. That's all I'm trying to do. You know?
Yeah, so let's see. It's Mitt Romney, Giuliani are the leading contenders.
Yeah.
John Bolton, former CIA Director Petraeus, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Croker, which I don't know much about. He's a Republican out of Tennessee. Kelly's already been done for, he's been announced as the Homeland Security.
Right.
So that's the ones I see right now. But
and
Romney,
you got Palin.
Giuliani. No, she's not. I don't think she was she on there for Secretary of State? I don't think she was.
I think
I
she's up for
Secretary.
I know she wants to be head of Veterans Affairs. That's what
yeah,
she
didn't go
wants.
That far into it. I didn't go all the way down to the bottom of everything.
But she's definitely in consideration for a post. You know, which that bothers me too. You know, I mean, yeah, granted, she looks okay in a bathing suit, you know, with an AK-47. You know, if you're into chicks, you know, babes with guns, that's always cool. You know, but, you know, this is a woman who is known for saying, I can see Russia from my backyard. <You know?
laughs> That's probably why she had an AK-47.
I would too.
If I could see Russia from my backyard, I got a cannon in my backyard.
Hey, if I could see Compton from my backyard, I got an AK-47, okay? I know that was a racial statement to some of you people, but hey, I'm sorry. I'm a white boy. I know better than walking to Compton, okay? Come on, let's get real.
I don't know. There might be parts of Compton that are okay. But anyway, back to the Secretary of State. I don't know. I like Giuliani myself. But they're
I do,
saying
too. I mean,
might,
you know.
They're saying he'll have issues with his foreign affairs.
He probably will. And then
just
that's my hope.
Business.
I mean, yeah, and that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that some of these people that that Trump is either appointing or seriously considering appointing to his cabinet will step forward and say, hey, dude, come on now. You know, let's get serious. I don't know how many people paid real great attention to the news when Trump met with Obama. You know, I don't know how many people really saw the footage.
He looked like a scared rat.
He did. I think Trump is starting to realize now that I think he's realized he's bitten off way more than he can chew. And I think that's
I
why
know,
he's
though.
Reaching out to a lot of these people.
Right now, I don't think I see him thinking he bit off anything too heavy. I think he's a man with a mission. I think he's going to do the best he can. I think he might do something just by watching what he's been doing.
Yeah, I know that, bro. But, you know, you're last week on the show, dude, you said that, you know, he's given up power to his kids. You know,
right.
And that, you know, it, by him doing
right.
that, that's got to show that he's Well, first place, I don't really believe he's given up power to Dick, you know. And secondly, you know, and it, just the only reason I say this is because I got to go back and look at I got to look at Trump the man before he ran for president.
Again, Trump the con artist.
And that's exactly
what I keep coming back to, Trump the con.
Well, I'm going to let my kids take over.
You know, I mean,
you know,
I think he's taking this seriously up there, trying to be president. I think he's taking it seriously.
I think he's taking it. I certainly want to believe that. You know, I mean,
believe me, dude. What I'm seeing him do. I mean, he's actually picking some good people for the cabinet. He's actually working now, trying to get things going. He got that carrier deal done. You know, he's got that bank that's given investing, what is it, $50 billion and over 50,000 jobs.
No, he hasn't gotten dick done, bro. He's talked about it, and he's got some people kind of sort of seeming to go along with it. But, you know,
well,
let's
face
it.
Carrier deal signed.
Well, and until it's officially in action, what do we know?
Well, that won't happen until he signs the papers, probably, but until he becomes raises his right hand and becomes president of the United States. But, I mean, but the point is he's got a commitment. I mean, this guy is committing to this. You know, maybe he's a liar and just trying to make Trump look good, but I doubt if this guy's a big billionaire that invests in tech companies here in the U.S., you know, and he's committed to he's already, you know, committed to it. So, I mean, if he does that, that's going to be a good move that Trump got done, a deal Trump got
done. And it would be.
You know, and I like the fact the way he's doing his, you know, deals. I mean, he's already on the move. He's not sitting back. You know, he's working before he's even president. I mean, how many times do you see any news of a president working before he's president? You never
Every time one of those sons of bitches get elected.
No, you don't see it till after they're elected. You don't see them doing
squat
until they're in office. Who?
I do, dude. I grew up in the 70s, brother. I remember when Jimmy Carter got elected president.
Okay, what did Jimmy Carter do before he raised his right hand?
Well, he didn't do shit, dude. He was a fucking peanut farmer. Come on. Let's be real.
That's what I was
saying.
That's what I mean.
But the thing
who has done something before he raised his hand? Who has tried to get stuff done and has been on the news and showing what they were trying to get done?
But let me prove my point, my brother.
Okay. Can I finish, Mike? You're
Can
up,
I just say what I need to say?
You're on.
what got Carter elected, and I know a lot of people on the left and the right will want to deny this, but the truth of the matter is it was cannabis smokers who got Carter elected.
In lame words, that's weed smokers.
Yeah, there you go. Then there's marijuana smokers, them smokers of the devil's weed. But yeah, that's what did it, because he said that if he got elected, he was going to decriminalize. And that's, and I mean, I can remember, dude, I campaigned for normal back in those days.
Right.
So I remember. And of course, the minute he got elected, of course it didn't. You know, and Obama did roughly the same crap, you know. But now, see, as he's getting ready to go out of office, he's starting to give some pardons to some people who have been in prison for a long time, strictly for dealing in cannabis. And then for that, I applaud the man. You know, I just think it's chicken shit that he took 8 freaking years to do it. You know, but he's only doing it because he's trying to secure this so-called legacy that all presidents seem to be so worried about.
Well, that's why when I brought up the fact that Trump's actually seeing him meeting with people and doing things before he raises his right hand, to me, is something that says, you know, the guy doesn't need to squat right now, but pick his cabinet and enjoy the holidays with his family. You know,
I get you.
You know, but he's out doing these things to try to get a head start on the game, you know.
I get you, man.
And stuff like that. So it's like, you know, I'm giving this guy a benefit of doubt. I've seen the Trump the con artist also, you know, the one that goes in there and builds these damn mountains of dirt so the guy can't see the ocean. Yeah, the ocean in front of his house because he didn't like Trump building his golf course in his front yard. You know, I mean, Trump.
Yeah,
the asshole.
I get you.
You know, but
you know, and you know, I automatically respect you.
No, I
know. You know, I do,
I,
man. I get where right wing America is coming from, but then at the same time, dude, I get where left wing America is coming from to a big degree.
Right. Right.
You know, because I'm this guy. I stand in the middle.
Sure.
You know, and I look at both sides, but I look at Trump, and because of the fact that, like you, I know Trump's a con artist.
Right.
And so I have a hard time believing him. But, you know, I mean, come on, let's face it. I have just as hard a time believing the people that say that, you know, that Hillary's the answer.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And first place, I know better. And I think I said before on one of the other shows that if you held a gun to my head and said, okay, Kevin, you have to make a choice. Is it Hillary or Trump?
Right.
You know? And I would say, well, okay, I'll take Trump. But if you held a gun to my head and said, choose Hillary or die, I say, pull the trigger, some bitch.
Yeah, right.
You know, but that's nothing
I mean,
in favor of Trump.
Thing. I mean, and that's, no, it's not. And I understand your point on that. But he's now been elected, and now it's time for me and every other freaking American to let him have his chance, just like we did with Obama.
Yeah,
let him have his
4 years. And I'm perfectly
and
willing to
does,
give him a shot.
You know?
I
know.
I'll give him the
but
same chance
so
that I did
that
push and
saying no. There's so many of them out there. I'm not giving him a damn shot because
they don't vote.
I've got to go home and cry because I can't go to work today because I'm upset, so upset over this election.
Well, I'm,
you know,
I'm mad. I'm mad because I keep squirting out puppies every few months, you know, so I can get more on my food stamp card. And I get a bigger welfare check, and I can get more of a discount on my Section 8, you know, because only the Democrats care about the poor. Well, no, the Democrats don't give a shit about the poor, but they do care about the people who don't want to work for a living. You know, these people who think that because of virtue of the color of their skin, that they don't have to work. And I'm not poking at any particular race because, well, let's face it. Up until at least recently, the majority of people on welfare in America were single white mothers. But what we have here in America today, boys and girls, is we have a certain group of people out there who think that just because they don't want to hold down a job, that they shouldn't have to. And they should be allowed to squirt out as many kids as they want. And you, the sons of bitches who get up every morning and put your pants on and get out there and go work your damn jobs and bust your ass, well, you're responsible for them. And this creates division in America. And this is where we're at now. This is why when it came down to the election, we had to choose between Trump and Hillary. This is it. It's got nothing to do with the fact that either one of these yahoos even give a crap about us. They don't give a crap about the people who are exploiting the system. They don't give a crap about all the senior citizens out there right now who can't get food stamps while some son of a bitch who's driving around in a brand new Cadillac gets them. This has got nothing to do with the people who get up and go to work every day of the week. Every day, every year, they go to work and they work hard and they pay their taxes. And they end up paying more taxes at the end of the year while some son of a bitch who doesn't even pay taxes gets an income tax refund. And they wonder why America is angry. That's called earned income tax credit, brother. It's for people who don't even work can get income. I worked all my freaking life paying into the system. And when it came
to a thing called earned income credit for not working?
I don't get shit, dude. I don't get nothing.
What they get. That's what people get.
They get that.
Working.
They get that.
I thought if you didn't work, you don't get shit.
I went to my doctor one day, brother.
If you have never paid a tax in your year, you have nothing coming back. You're not eligible for shit.
Well, welcome to America, son bitch. Let me tell you. because that's how it is now. I worked all my life, and when my doctor said, okay, dude, you're done. Your spine's screwed up. Your working days are done. I had to get a lawyer, to get my Social Security.
Right.
And yet some guy can
work. Yeah. Even though the doctor said
some guy can come into this country that's never worked a day in his life in America, and he can get Social Security. And I get turned down for food stamps because I get told I make too damn much money. I ain't driving no Cadillac Escalade.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's why this is being done. It divides us.
I know some injured people that can't get Social Security also, and I know the people that are saying they can't work and they're on Social Security. They've been on Social Security that aren't even freaking 30 years old. How the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know,
and
you're
what about
a day in your damn life? Why are you on Social Security? Get off your ass and get a job.
What about these people that we as Americans claim we love? Oh, we love our soldiers. We love our vets. We support our troops. And we got troops coming home from overseas every day of the year that come home, can't get their fucking job back. I'm sorry I said the F-bomb, but can't get their job back, can't get decent pay, and have to sit and die on waiting lists to get help. Yet we're going to give all this free shit to a bunch of Syrian bastards coming over here that we can't even vet as to whether or not they're a danger to this nation or not.
Well, if we got rid of Homeland
Security,
we'd never get rid of Homeland Security, Kevin, we'll never be able to vet them and figure out.
Homeland Security don't have nothing to do with that, brother. Don't have a damn thing to do with it. No, they don't.
They're protecting the United States.
No. Bush put Homeland Security in position for one reason and one reason only, to take freedom away from Americans. Plain and simple. For all the bitching
What's
that the Republican
responsibility.
It doesn't matter what they say it is, brother. It's what it is what counts. We got people saying that, you know, Obama, they bitch about Obama over and over again. Obama has sidestepped the Constitution. Obama sidestepped Congress time and time again with his executive orders.
Executive orders, right.
It happened under Bush first. Bush started taking our freedom away first. And it started with Homeland Security.
But
because they said it was going to be about stopping terrorism in America.
But who is vetting all these Syrians that are coming in?
None of them. None of them. Not the Democrats or the Republicans.
There's somebody.
And Bush didn't vet anybody either.
They're asking them the 10 questions they ask them.
But let's remember, which family was friends with the Osama bin Laden family and still is to this day? The Bush family. Why? Explain to me why it is. The federal government, brother, will tell you right off the bat that the number one funder of terrorism in the world is Saudi Arabia. Yet the Democrats and the Republicans both will continuously tell us what good friends the Saudis are to us. They're not our friends. Yeah. They never were. We don't have friends in the Muslim community. We don't.
Right, but you're still not explaining to me that who's in charge of vetting these, who's going to be in charge of vetting
nobody.
These when they come into the country.
They're not trying. They don't care.
When you come into this country, you go through, unless you're an illegal, you go through a process.
Yeah, you're supposed to, but they don't.
Okay, and then, so they just walk into the country and nothing, just cross the border.
They don't just walk in because
they just hand them the green card.
Well, yeah, because the powers that be want that. And that's the Republicans and the Democrats both, brother.
Yeah,
again,
but I think your Homeland Security is supposed to be in charge of vetting the
That if you read what they tell you the law is, that's what's supposed to happen.
Right.
But that's not how it works. Because what they tell us Homeland Security is supposed to be and what it really is two different things. Because the Republicans had just as much chance to vet some of these bastards, but they didn't do it. You know, they didn't do it.
Right.
And this is why you have Americans are looking at 9/11, and anybody with any brain looks at those buildings coming down and says, well, look, that looks like a controlled demolition. Okay, Does that mean it is a controlled demolition? No, it doesn't. But what it does mean is that's exactly what it looks like. And when you have people in architecture, I grew up in the 70s, dude. I remember seeing the 70s, those buildings in South America, high-rise buildings on fire. Not a damn one of them ever collapsed like 9/11. Not one of them. But all of a sudden, we're supposed to – and again, I'm not saying that 9/11 was an inside job. I'm saying there's questions. And yet when we ask questions as Americans, well, you're told and me and a former brother of mine both know, you're told you're a fearmonger. You know, you're this, you're that. Well, no, I'm not any of those things. I'm not saying that's what it is. But again, when it comes to the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, I'm saying, look, here's what the government told us it was supposed to do. Are we – here's what you need to ask yourself, America. Are you any damn safer now than you were when that piece of crap Bush put Homeland Security into action? No, you're not. We've had more and more attacks. How are you safer? I know the government wants you to believe that they've stopped all this other crap. They say they've stopped, but how are we supposed to know?
Yeah.
Where's the proof? You know, and yet almost every month now, we have some mass shooting in America with some guy who's obviously got his ISIS ties and all this crap. Right. So what are we supposed to believe? Who do we trust, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one when you know, you're told to trust certain things, and you know.
But we got to ask. We got to ask. We have to ask. Dude, if we don't, then we're going to be like the people back in the Vietnam days. We're just going to blindly believe that, oh, there's this communist threat to America, you know, and if we don't go into this third world shithole called South Vietnam and go send our people to die in massive numbers, then America won't be free. Well, I don't know about you, dude, but I'm sick and tired of seeing our young people going and leaving their body parts in some third world country for nothing.
We need to be at home.
Yeah, and then coming here, and they can't even get a decent job, man. I'm telling you something right now, America, and I'll tell you this straight up, man. If you love your troops, if you love your soldiers, those people above every other American on the face of this nation should be able to come home and want for nothing. They shouldn't have to worry about paying their rent. They shouldn't have to worry about having a job. And they goddamn well shouldn't have to worry about where decent health care is coming from.
You're absolutely
They shouldn't. Because we love our troops. But as Americans, we think if we go out and we wave the stupid freaking flag, this piece of cloth, and put a bumper sticker on our car that we're supporting our troops. You're not. You support your troops when you do what I do every month. You get on the internet and you contact your senators and your congressmen and your piece of crap president and you tell them no more. You tell them we're tired of this. These are the best of what America has to offer. And everybody who's ever put on the uniform, God bless you. I'm an atheist, but God bless you anyway. I love you guys. I support you all the way. But this is crap. America, wake the hell up, man. Wake up.
And on that note, we've got 1 minute left.
I'll leave it to you, Mike, since I've hogged it.
Well, you hogged it all. No.
Yeah, I did.
You know, we kind of went off track, so guess what we got to do next week? We're going to go over the cabinet picks, and we're going to stay on track next week.
We will. I know. It's my fault. I take the blame.
Well, it's easy to do. There's so much to talk about with this great country of ours, right?
I know. There is, dude. It's America. It's a big nation.
Yeah. America. Well, and, you know, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of the Chalk Line of a Nation. And, you know, Chris is running the boards. I want to thank him for running the boards, and I apologize for us getting so far off track, and we will go over the
cabinet. We love you, Chris. And we want to kiss you always.
And I'm going to turn it, Chris is going to do our going away noises. So there's one right there.
I heard the boing. I know I got to him.
Okay, again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you all next week. And this is Mike and Kevin, and we'll talk to you next week.
Now, good night, boys and girls. Good night, Karen Ann.
Do you like metal? How about raw, intense, to the core metal? Then join me this month as I talk with Peter Pallas, guitarist and member of the New York independent band Anika. Visit us at LAEdgeWebRadio.com and on our social networks of Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at.
Are you an up-and-coming local artist who performs your own original music and has a studio version of your original tracks? Then you could be the next featured local artist on our most popular show, Sounds of the Streets, the best in local music. Simply contact us through our website at LAEdgeWebRadio.com. That's LAEdgeWebRadio.com and under the Contact Us tab. Imagine the possibilities of being able to introduce new listeners to your talent and music. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at.
Had a hard night gaming? Couldn't get past that level boss again? Experienced a glitch that has you stuck with an infinite loss for words? Then the Generations of Gaming video talk show is what you need to ease your frustration and give your brain a mental massage. Generations of Gaming covers all the gaming news of the Xbox world, and the boys will add their own unique flavor of humor in the process. So stop ending your night with frustration, and instead, end it with a mental massage that will give you a happy ending. Tune in every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the LA Edge Web Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find more information on the LA Edge Web Radio website, as well as the LA Edge Web Radio Facebook and Twitter pages.
Generations of Gaming is part of the LA Edge Web Radio Network and is rated NC-17 for adult content and language. Generations of Gaming is not responsible for any listener who is under the NC-17 age rating, nor is responsible for what your mental massage may produce in the effects of morning wood or wet sheets.
Is there anything better than a sunny day at the beach?
Yeah, a sunny day at the beach with boys.
Speaking of which...
Hi, you girls want to join my boy and I in a game?
What kind of game?
Yeah, like, what do you guys have in mind?
Well, we don't have a beach ball, frisbee, or volleyball, but we...
Dude, are they going to play with our huge-ass balls or what?
What did you say?
Are you going to play with this or not?
No, not that part. What did you say about your balls?
Oh, just that they're huge-ass balls from the huge-ass sporting goods company. It's the newest product from Huge Ass Sports and Apparel Company, Huge Ass Balls. You could take your Huge Ass Balls to the beach, on a picnic, or in the front yard. Even family reunions are more fun with Huge Ass Balls.
When we said we were going to have a good time at the beach, I had no idea it would involve playing with two hot boys and their Huge Ass Balls.
I know. I've never played with Huge Ass Balls before, and I must say that I am impressed with how soft and smooth they are. Even when I got hit in the face with that hot boy's huge ass balls, it didn't hurt.
As soon as we get home, I'm going to the mall and getting my own huge ass balls.
Me too. In fact, I'm going to get multiple huge ass balls in case I lose or bust one.
Good idea. With my clumsiness, I'll probably bust my huge ass balls.
Thanks, girls, for playing with our huge ass balls.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know who got more of a workout, me or my huge-ass balls.
Huge-ass Balls is an exclusive and fictitious promotion created by the sick and twisted minds behind LA Edge Web Radio. In no way are huge-ass balls meant to be anything other than comical. Parents should keep their children away from huge-ass balls due to risk of suffocation. Fathers should always avoid their daughters having contact with huge-ass balls and instead teach them how to play with a badminton set. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at.
Was a nice guy who always seemed to be the last one to know about anything. One day, Dick overheard some co-workers talking about the LA Edge Web Radio Network and how they loved the shows that were on it. Dick was curious, but his procrastination took over and he never checked it out. Don't be a dick. Listen to LA Edge Web Radio.
program you just heard is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive. To hear more exclusive programming, visit us at LAEdgeWebRadio.com. You can also visit us on our social media outlets at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can now take LA Edge Web Radio with you by using the Stitcher app on your smartphones and tablets. LA Edge Web Radio, it's where it's at.